This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and in today's episode, so I wanted to do this episode because it was a friend of mine's just recently that, there was a little detail that she didn't know about sneakers, and that's the main motivation behind this episode. It's just kind of giving you guys a little bit of not so much a history lesson, but giving you guys actual factuals about sneakers, because now I feel like some of you guys might need to know these facts, especially if you're wanting to get into sneakers, or if you did get into sneakers, and, you're just trying to, like, figure things out, like, you're trying to be up to date and things, because, yeah, man, sneakers, that's one thing about it, is that there's a lot that, like, when becoming a sneakerhead, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, you can't just out of nowhere wake up, become a sneakerhead, and just know everything that you need to know about sneakers, unless, like, you go to a YouTube channel. But even then, it's like, still, you gotta remember that stuff. And yeah, like, being a sneakerhead, it's one of those things where it might take months, it might take years. For me, it took years. Like, I still be figuring out stuff with sneakers, you know. And it was just maybe not too long ago I found out a fact about old sneakers that like sneakers that came out back in the 90s, 80s and stuff, like Air Jordans, for an example. Those, like, depending on the conditions, those sneakers can crumble on you. Like, the midsole part, like, at, well, not the middle part, but, like, the very bottom of the shoe. Because there's, like, two, depending on what kind of shoe it is, there's, like, two different, parts to the shoe. So there's that bottom part, and then that's gonna probably be maybe a couple of inches. I don't know, but anyways, depending on the shoe, like, it might be a couple inches, might be a little bit more, might be a little bit less, but anyways, so there's that bottom part where it can, like, crumble up, I guess, because moisture gets in contact with it, and then it, I think from what I read, like, it stiffens that stuff out, and then, it'll just straight up crumble on you. Like, you'll be wearing, if it's, like, an old shoe, you'll be out there, outside wearing it, then just out of nowhere, it's like, you're pretty much gonna need you a new pair of shoes. Like, that's the sad reality of older shoes. So, that's another fact that they do make new versions of old shoes. So overall, like, what they'll do is that they'll take, like, so for an example, the very first pair of Air Jordan 1s, like, so if you go to the store, like, right now, if, like, you go to Foot Locker or Champs and you see a pair of Air Jordan 1s, that's not a pair of 1s that came out back in 1985, although the design and, yeah, that model and all that stuff, that's a 1981, I meant to say 1985, I'm a little tired, so I might say some things, I might not say some things. Forgive me throughout this episode, because I am not trying to sit here and do numerous takes of this episode. So I should have maybe did this a little bit earlier. I decided to wait until the last minute. Forgive me, people, all right? But no, if you go into, like, a Foot Locker or a Champs or any sneaker store, if it's a reselling sneaker store, then yeah, they might have, like, an old pair of Air Jordans on the shelf. But Foot Locker and Champs, they sell shoes that have came out, like, in the recent year or years. Like, they never sell shoes that came out, like, 10 plus years ago and stuff. So yeah, but they, like I said, they might have, like, a colorway that came out 10 plus years ago, then they retro it. So that's what that overall means. Like, they retro a shoe. And so sneaker, or I guess like trying to transfer that or convert sneaker terminology to just normal English. So yeah, pretty much they just take a old colorway and then they just re-release it and stuff. But it's not like the same material that they used back in 1985. No, it's newer material and stuff. So it's a new and old shoe, I guess. Look, I'm gonna tell you guys this right now. Being a sneakerhead is probably gonna be one of the most confusing things that you become. But at the same time, you're gonna have yourself some nice shoes, all right? So, but anyways, yeah. So I feel like, do make sure of it, because there might be that person where it's all like, oh, for an example, they had Nike and Air Jordan, or Michael Jordan, they re-released the original pair of Air Jordan 1s. But so what they did is they kind of beat them up a little bit to make them look like that they came from 1985, although those shoes went into production, the newer version of it went into production, I believe, in like 2021 or something like that. So anyways, they had, people were trying to sell those shoes as like the very first ones that came out back in 1985. So yeah, guys going around talking about, oh yeah, these are the 1985 editions. Yeah, these are, and it's like, fam, it says inside the shoe that them shoes went into production. So that's a little, another fact that you guys should know, that if you're, if somebody's trying to scam you pretty much, and they're like, oh yeah, these shoes came out back in 1985 or whenever, or the 90s or whatever and stuff. And so definitely do your research and see like, okay, did they just recently re-release these shoes? Especially if you're new into the sneaker game, because I feel like somebody like me, I be keeping up to date when like new sneakers, especially if it's a popular release too. Yeah, I'd be keeping up to date on that type of stuff. So, but definitely do some research, look it up online, and then check this the inside of the shoe and see. There should be a white tag, and it's in every shoe possible, but there should be a white tag, and there should be a date of like May 21st to June 15th of like 2024 or something like that. You know, that's like if it's a shoe that just recently came out, maybe a shoe that might be coming out next year and things. But if somebody's saying like, oh yeah, the shoe came out in 1985, yeah, there's should be a tag in the inside of the shoe that clarifies all that and stuff. So yeah, man, it's so crazy how people do that. And by the way, and that's another little fact about sneakers, is that people will try to sell you fakes. So I know people are probably all like, well, can I tell the difference between the real shoe and the fake? Honestly, when you very first get into sneakers, you really can't tell. That's the sad thing about it. It's like, you really cannot tell. And I'm like, I would like to hope and think that I've never bought me a pair of fakes. But then again, it's like, you never really know. That's the thing, is that when you go to like places that's not reputable, when you go to like places not like it's like in the opposite of a Foot Locker or Champs, or you know, an official store, and there's even some stores out there where they will sell you some fakes and stuff. Like there's those I'm gonna call it like a knockoff store, because no, there's like these, like, I can't even think of the name that they call it, but I think if I was like a little bit more awake and stuff, I probably would think of the name. But is it swap meet? I think that might be the name of it. Swap meets. Okay. So I think, I think, that's like the name of these types of stores. So yeah, there's like swap meet type stores where, they pretty much, they will, it's, I don't know of all of them, but I know some of them, they will sell, some fake Jordans and stuff. So for an example, I remember, I think it was Cash Nasty. I think it was him, where he was doing a sneaker shopping video, and, he had seen like some, sneakers, like some fake Jordans at a swap meet. It was like a colorway that never even came out and stuff. So yeah, you'll have your fakes out there. You'll have your fakes where it's like, okay, you can clearly see that that's a fake, especially if that colorway never came out and stuff. Because my thing is this, I definitely about like, okay, bring that up. I'm pretty sure there's a website that'll be like, oh yeah, you know, these shoes, like, and it's an official website like Nike, or, well, I don't know if Nike would do some stuff like that where they, but they should have like a thing where you can scan a shoe, and then they'll bring up like a informational like lesson or whatever, and be like, oh yeah, these are these Air Jordans, this is this colorway, they came out this year, here's a backstory and all this other stuff. Yeah, they should come out. I should probably come out with an app like that and things. But or actually, you know what? No, I think GOAT. GOAT. So that GOAT is a reselling website, and I think they have like one of those verification apps on their phone or on their like app thing, whatever. But it's like, yeah, you pretty much take a picture of the shoe, and then it'll verify if the shoe is real or not. So definitely do some stuff like that. I know there is a Reddit page on the website Reddit, where it's like a bunch of, it's like sneakers, it's like r/sneakers or something like that. But there's like a bunch of people on there where they would most likely help you too, and then you can ask them on there. It's like, hey, are these shoes fake or something? So, but yes, definitely be careful of fakes, because people will try to sell you some fakes of some that like a pair of shoes that have never came out, and then they'll try to sell you a fake of a pair of shoes that did come out, but somebody somehow, some way managed to make a fake pair, and then they trying to sell it off to people and stuff. And I know people will probably ask, like, what's the difference between a real pair and a fake pair? From what I've heard and from what I've seen in videos, there's not really that much of it. There's like slight minor differences, but at the same time, it's like, I think when you hold both shoes in hand, you'll be able to like see and actually smell that one is fake and the other one is real. Because from what I heard, they said fake shoes have a very strong glue smell. And then the real ones, they have like a, like, you know, like fresh out of a sneaker oven smell. I'm telling you, that's one, that's another little fact about sneakers, I guess, for those that have never really got. I mean, I feel like everybody, even if it's like some Chucks or some like freaking Air Forces, like you just got like the basics that like every store sells them and things. But no, that's something about some shoes out there. They will have the most beautiful smell possible, bro. I'm like, no, that's one thing about it. It's like, I always, this is just a little fact with me, but it's something that I want you guys to do. If you get into sneakers, you gotta smell your sneakers when you buy them. When you buy them and they're in your possession, I mean, like, don't do it in the store, because then the store workers, they might look at you like you're crazy and stuff, but they might understand too. But no, you definitely, when you get home and then right before you try them sneakers on, no, you gotta smell them. I don't care. That's just a little unwritten law that I'm coming up with right now. It is required by an unwritten law that you gotta smell your sneakers before you do anything in them. And I'm like, if not, and if it's on some stuff where you all like, oh, I forgot, nah, bro, then you know, you lose your sneakerhead license. Like, no, you gonna have to go to a court and then a sneaker courtroom. And I mean, if it's, you know, like, I'm gonna probably be I'm gonna create a sneaker courtroom and stuff. And if people out there be breaking sneaker laws, then I'm like, no, sneakerhead license, they will be getting revoked. Cause I'm like, nah, y'all is out here playing games if you doing some old something that's like doesn't even make any sense with your sneakers and things. But then that's like another fact I feel that people need to know. It's like, you can wear your sneakers however you want to wear them. If you want to like trash them up, trash them up. If you want to take care of them and not really trash them up, maybe just wear them around the house, you very well can do that. But like, no, enjoy your sneakers. I feel like a lot of people don't do that. They want to buy them and try to resell them and flip them and all that stuff. And I'm like, nah, bro, like you don't even got to do all that. Like I just, that's something that I never understood, is that at one point in time, I remember with sneakers where it was so hard to get a pair of sneakers because everybody was buying multiple pairs, trying to resell them. And I'm like, fam.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
There is a pair of sneakers that came out maybe 2-3 years ago, and I just now got them this year. Because I couldn't, because yeah, people were, I remember, because like they'll have it where it's like sneakers would get like a special release or something. So Excuse me. So yeah, the shoes, they came out like bright and early in the morning, like 7 in the morning and stuff on the Nike app, because this was during the pandemic, so I couldn't even stores. They were kind of like, they were kind of weird about stuff because, yeah, it was like people, they was like, nah, bro, it's like there's a whole virus going on outside. So, but anyways, but yeah, so I remember I was trying to get those shoes bright and early in the morning, 7 o'clock, woke up. Went on the Nike app. So, and then that's another little fact. So, Nike got two apps. They got the official Nike app, and then they got this app called Sneakers. But the way that they spell it is S-K, is it S-N-K-R or is it S-K? S-N-K-R. S-N-K-R-S. Yeah, that's the Sneakers website and stuff. But it's weird, like, they have, like, two different apps, and I guess, like, yeah, people, they'll go to the Sneakers app, like, it's, I don't know, it's, there's not really that much of a difference. Like, they'll have it where some sneakers appear on one app, and then some sneakers appear on the other app, but I think it's all, like, connected and stuff. So, but yeah, it's a little weird how they do that and things. But yeah, went on both apps and couldn't even get the shoes. And so, but then I ended up going to this reselling store that I go to frequently, and they had the shoes. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool, then, you know, I'll just go ahead, get those, and be chilling and stuff. So, but yeah, man, it's there's at one point in time, and it's still kind of like that. It just really depends on what type of sneakers you're trying to get. Like, the thing is this, if you're trying to get a colorway, and I actually wanted to talk on that, and that's the, you know, the whole thing that's like made this become an episode in the first place, is talking on the colorways and different names of sneakers and stuff. But yeah, if you're just trying to just get the sneakers, you can get like a colorway that's not really all that expensive and be chilled with that. But if you're trying to get, like, so for an example, like, there's the really popular Nike shoes called the Nike Dunks. They got a gang of different colorways, because I know I got me a couple of pair of colorways. Actually, no, a few pair. I got, like, so there's these Laker colorway that came out a while back. Then there is this, like, Panda. So they got this, like, one, like, really popular Nike shoe, Nike Dunk shoe, where it's the Panda Dunks. And I got, like, this electric one where it's, like, I got, like, some green, a little, like, green elements, and it got, like, these, like, green lightning strikes going throughout the Nike sign. In my opinion, them are the better Nike Dunks. Like, I like those ones a lot more than the official, like, Panda Dunks and stuff. But yeah, those will probably be the most popular colorway. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, it's somewhat difficult trying to get those Panda Dunks. And yeah, I was lucky enough to get a pair for, well, not for me, but for my mom, because my mom, she really wanted those shoes and stuff. So, but yeah, I was like, trying to get those shoes, like, I almost got a different type, because it was like you couldn't even find the ones where the normal Panda Dunks and stuff. So yeah, man, it's kind of weird when it comes to that type of stuff. But yeah, if you can find like a colorway that's not really all that popular, you very well could get you a pair of those shoes. But if you're trying to get a certain colorway, it may be expensive, it might not be expensive, but yeah, it really just depends on the colorway and stuff. But that is something that I wanted to overall talk on, is that, and this is the last fact of, you know, and I might do, like, another episode and things, but anyways, but sneakers got names. Besides Nike Dunk, like, so, like, yeah, so, like, for an example, yeah, the Nike Dunk, I know people will probably be all like, oh yeah, I want Nike Dunk. There's like, okay, well, there's a gang of colorways, like, which colorway do you want? Because you might go to a store that sells a lot of different colorways of Nike Dunks, so it's like, okay, what color do you want? Well, I want the one that everybody gets. There's a lot that everybody gets. Like, that's the thing, that it's like, I feel like that even the ones that's not really all that popular is still, you know, like, popular and stuff. Like, it might be kind of like an underground popularity thing and things. But anyways, no, but how you go about it. So, for an example, there is these Air Jordans that I just recently got. And they're called the Air Jordan 8s. That's the name of the model. That's the name of the shoe. But the colorway that I wanted is the playoffs colorway. That's the one that Michael Jordan had wore during during the playoffs. So if you are going into a store, or if you're looking it up online and you're like Air Jordan 8, and it's like, okay, well, there's so many different Air Jordan 8s, how do I find the one that I want? So yeah, they'll have like the Air Jordan 8. So yeah, let's just kind of like, you know, to give you guys a little bit of a better example and stuff. So let me open up GOAT, and GOAT will kind of help you with that stuff too. So yeah, if you go on GOAT.com, look up Air Jordan whatever and stuff, Air Jordan 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. So yeah, they got one called, that one's actually kind of nice, but there is like the winterized Gunsmoke, and then they got the playoff colorway, then they got the alternate, which is the same. So it's somewhat the same as the playoff, but it's, instead of the shoe being black, it's white. And then they got one that's just, oh, that's like a OVO colorway, but that one's just called white. They got another one called aqua. I really do like that aqua look to it and stuff. How much are those going for? Damn, $412. I ain't trying to do all that. But anyways, then they got one called multicolored. And then another aqua one. And then how much are those going for? $210. But they probably, yeah, new or used, how they look and used. See, and then it's like, you got something that's like trying to sell something that's like all broken and stuff. I'm like, bro, them shoes, is they are cracked, bro. And somebody's trying to sell them for $211. That is crazy. I'm not buying no broken shoes for no $211. But yeah, and that's, it's the same thing with all shoes out there, from Nike Dunks, a bunch of different types of Air Jordans. You can look up Air Jordan 1. They got smoke gray, black gold, royal reimagined, yellow orchid, I think that's that word, patent bread, Chicago lost and found, black and white 2.0, reverse mocha. Yeah, there's so many different. So like, if you go into a store asking for a particular Jordan, they'll most likely have it on the shelf. But yeah, if you're like trying to look up a colorway, search up the name of the shoe and then like the colorway that you've seen. So like black and yellow. So like, I guess like if the names are too hard to remember, then yeah, just go based off of the colors that you've seen, where it's like black, like black Air Jordan 8 and things, or red and black Air Jordan 1, or blue and black Air Jordan 1. So, but yes, sneakers got names, okay? So definitely, if you're getting into the sneaker game, remember the names, all right? So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe, viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe, viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys, and peace.